It's the Joe and Alex Show, and you can be part of Ask Alex by emailing us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. This week, we've got somebody that wants to remain anonymous. So, hey, good morning, Anonymous. Why don't you kind of tell us what's going on with you that you emailed us?
Hi, guys. I really need help with this. I am a high school chemistry teacher here in Indy. Like I said, I don't want to, you know, say what school or give my name. You guys said that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a really rough past 2 years. I'm 28. My husband filed for divorce, so I've been going through a lot, especially with feeling like unwanted and unsexy.
Yeah,
so,
that's understandable.
I mean, have you tried dating or anything, or just nothing's really working?
Nothing seems to be working. So
you got the Alex.
What I did was I started to like dress a little sexier for work. I noticed that when I'd wear tighter clothes or lower cut shirts, my male students started giving me like attention, and it helped my wounded ego, you know?
Whoa.
Did you get in trouble at all? Like, I mean, how revealing are we talking? Did anybody say anything about it?
No one said anything about it. I mean, I'm not in there super, you know, it's like slutty. I just started wearing a little bit sexier clothes than I normally would. And, you know, the male students in my class, they occasionally would flirt with me, and they would say after class, asking questions that I kind of knew, they already knew the answers to. But I do want to be clear that I never, and I would never, become involved with a student.
Okay.
So you have not ever done anything with a student?
No.
Okay.
And that's where I need your help.
Okay, I'm a little confused.
Okay, so I found myself in a little bit of a gray area here because one of my students, who is 18, he's a senior, he's very attractive, and I know he had a crush on me, but he came up to me privately, and he made a little proposal.
Oh, boy.
He basically wanted to know if after he graduates, which is in a few weeks, if we could hook up.
Like have sex?
I mean, if that's what hookup means to 18-year-olds these days,
I guess. Pretty much, yeah.
What does it mean to you? What does hooking up mean to you?
I mean, I guess it would mean the same thing.
Sex.
Yeah. So
okay.
He basically said that, you know, as his graduation present, as soon as he walked across the stage, he wanted to meet somewhere off school grounds, of course. I know better than to have sex with anyone on school grounds, let alone an 18-year-old. So to be completely honest, like being intimate with someone like that after 2 years, I mean, it sounds really incredible. So I'm just worried if it's a bad idea.
Really? That sounds incredible to you? I feel like, do they even know what they're...
Ugh, makes me nervous.
Well,
oh, my God.
Well, it's like, no offense to Alex, but I feel like the first time somebody hooks up with Alex because she's waiting to... and she's married to have sex, I feel like an 18-year-old's not going to be that good at sex. Like, wouldn't you want somebody a little more experienced, closer to your age, that might know how to do it?
I mean, he's very attractive. He's 18, so, I mean, legally he's an adult, and he's graduating. I worry, really, that... He might want more, and I'm not trying to have a relationship with him.
You just want physical?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't want to have a relationship with him. I mean, he's a child.
But you want to have sex with him, but you're saying he's a child to you? Like, that, to me, right there, that's bizarre.
I mean, like, emotionally, he's a child. Legally, he's an adult.
Okay, that's still weird to me. I mean, I would say because he's graduating stuff, I don't think that you can get in trouble for... I mean, I don't know. I don't work for the school system. I have no idea, like, what the actual rules are. But I'm going to guess that a teacher can have a relationship with someone if they're a former student, maybe, if they're 18, graduated, and, like, don't even go there anymore. But... you have to realize that he's 18, and even if he does graduate, he's going to tell all of his friends, probably some that are still going to school there if they're younger than him, dude, I hooked up with Mrs. So-and-so. And that's going to be a huge thing, and then everyone will find out no matter if he goes to that school or not, and that's going to hinder your credibility as a teacher, because then you're just going to be known as the teacher that slept with a student, whether he graduated or not.
I don't think it's not the worst thing you could do. I mean, first of all, clearing it. He's no longer going to be a student. He is 18. You're both able to consent to that. But Alex brings up a good point, though. It's even if you waited a year from now, it might be like, wait a minute. Is she looking at my little Jimmy and wants to bang him too?
Right. Like, that is going to get out no matter what. Even if he swears he's not going to tell, the first thing he's going to do is text all of his buddies and be like, bro, you know, that's what a 18-year-old guy does.
So you guys are basically absolutely 100% no.
Well, no, don't throw me there. I'm trying to see both sides here. I'm just saying, legally, I say by all means, get your freak on. Like, that's totally cool after he graduates. I'm just saying you might get some of that negative blowback that you're not intending to have.
I think you should find it. If you're going to sleep with him, you need to go to a new school when the school year starts, or else it's going to follow you.
Like, that's easy to do. Just hop a school every year. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Maybe it would be, because it's not easy to do, it probably would be best not to do it at all, is my opinion. But, I mean, I'm sure that there are other parents of high schoolers, and there are definitely teachers listening.
Oh, I know.
Do you think that this happens, though, like, more than we hear about, especially with male teachers and female students?
I know back in the day, this is kind of flip-flop in your situation here, Anonymous, but I know with the school I went to, a girl that I graduated with, a couple of years after, she got pregnant by one of our math teachers, and they're still together now. And there's like a 20 or 30 year age gap right there, but they have a couple of kids now. But I don't know if anything was going on when we were in high school, but afterwards, yeah, she's married to him now and pregnant.
Yeah, I know several students that slept with some of our teachers at school, like young, hot male teachers, some girls that I knew. I know that there was a girl that there's a girl that I know that slept with her high school teacher after she graduated. It's the same situation as you, and then they ended up getting married, and they've been together for like 10 years now, and they have two kids. So they waited till she graduated, but they both knew that while she was a high school student and her and his teacher, that they were in love with each other, but they waited to have sex till after she graduated.
It must have been so tough to see each other at prom and not get that dance that they wanted to have.
Oh my.
That's weird.
317-239-1009. Do you think Anonymous should kind of follow up on this 18-year-old's interest in her, or should she kind of politely turn it down? Hey, thanks for calling in, Anonymous.
Thank you, guys.
Do you offer summer school, by the way?
Stop, Joe!